Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Looking for live comedy in November.
Yes, Saturday, November 28th.
Nick Allen. Where?
Griswold, Iowa, east of Omaha.
Once again, it's June 1st.
Getting closer.
What?
It is getting closer.
Now, less than 6 months away.
Yep.
All right. Funny thing about that is you'll probably do a gig before that. And this will get more pub than anything. Yeah. I mean, there's a good chance you might do a gig before that, but this is the one you're looking for. This is the one you're polished for.
Oh, yeah. We'll be ready. I went to hear back from a guy at North Bend. He's like, you want to do a show in our empty lot? I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
He contacted me first and said, do you think Nick would want to do this?
I left him a message. I waited to hear back.
Hit him up.
I've got a PA. You got an extension cord? I'll be there. I've got one of those, too. I'll bring the cord.
He comes with his own cord. His own cord, man.
The PA's in the trunk. I'm ready.
Right. He's not in a position to say no much right now. So, yeah.
Have PA, will gig.
I'm ready to go.
That's funny.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of his space and everything.
Yeah, there's lots of space.
Looks like a pretty good sized lot.
All right. I'll plug that when Nick gets another gig.
Born on this date, however, dead now. In the same year, Marilyn Monroe and Andy Griffith.
That was a weird one.
Yeah,
to hear that together.
Exactly the same age.
Because, you know, she died so young. And he had a career.
He died so old.
Well, yeah. And he had a career so much longer, you just assume that she was older. Because she was so long ago.
Yep.
Yeah, that's wild. What year was that?
They were born in 26.
Okay, got it.
So they would have both been exceedingly.
Greg texted me over the weekend. He saw one of our favorite movies and one of our favorite Andy Griffith vehicles, the movie Wrestler's Rhapsody, in Spanish. I don't get any Spanish TV.
Yeah,
it was in Spanish.
Oh, you do. Spanish HBO.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And Spanish Cinemax.
Yeah, Spanish.
Sure, I think this may have been Spanish Encore.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Telemundo is probably on your satellite somewhere.
I don't get the Telemundo or the Univision, none of that.
Like, whenever they're shown on HBO East, they show it in Spanish, too.
Right.
So it's so weird. I'll flip it down to the Spanish station for a while, but especially when it's a really famous movie. It's just crazy to watch it in Spanish for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, there's Cinemax.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Olay and an HBO Spanish channel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I got to check and see if there's an Encore one.
It might be.
So you don't get any telenovelas from Univision?
Nope.
I don't think DirecTV does have that.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You probably got to pay extra. Yeah. There's probably another tier.
Yeah. We got 47 Preacher channels.
Oh, we do
on
there.
DirecTV.
You need those.
Yeah. Which one my favorite is?
Suck it, Jesus.
No, it's not your favorite. That's not right at all.
It's on 245 or something like that.
I would watch that service.
Not right at all. Jeez.
It is my favorite. Relax.
Saturday night. Hacktivist group Anonymous.
Well, that's a crazy mask we see all the time, yeah.
Guy Fawkes.
Yeah. Is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah, it's a dude.
I know that. I know the name of the mask.
Who wasn't what his legend has become.
Okay.
Hacktivist group Anonymous resurfaced to support those criticizing the Minneapolis Police Department. They apparently took down the Minneapolis Police Department's website, then released a video threatening to expose the Minneapolis PD's many crimes in the world.
I just saw them. They released 44 different tap outs, basically.
Yeah.
They put on... over the past couple years?
during
a lot.
The protests on Saturday.
44 unconscious victims. Yeah.
Not only did Anonymous reportedly take down the Minneapolis website, PD website, but many noticed that Chicago PD scanners were being hijacked by someone playing polka music.
Oh.
And NWA's F the Police.
That's interesting that it's that and polka.
Yeah, it is.
The natural combination.
Right.
Anonymous took credit for both of those things.
What does it accomplish taking over the scanner? They're just trying to
let them know that they can, that someone can.
Yeah,
I got some,
and it could have been worse.
I got some audio of what Anonymous did in the polka version here.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
They all laughed. Cops laughed. It's a weirder polka.
They were dancing.
That Anonymous, they're crazy.
It brings people together.
It does. They're crazy.
Yeah.
It's good to hear the wiener polka again.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Didn't think you'd say that today, did you?
I didn't think I'd. Yeah.
But you want to.
Yeah, I
it's
do
good
want
to hear
say.
The wiener polka again.
The world's top earning athlete.
Some soccer
Man,
player.
I saw
right?
this. I saw this, and the number blows me away. That in one
soccer
year,
or Formula One,
tennis.
There you go, Roger Federer.
Oh, Federer, yeah.
1 year, this number blows me away.
Right. 106.
Yeah,
106 mil for Federer.
Pre-tax, 1 year.
How much from endorsements?
Salary, winnings, and endorsements. Most of that from endorsements.
Yeah.
One assumes.
Did you see? There was. I saw a little documentary about Federer. He went to South America. And did a tour. He brought another guy along with him, one of his tennis buddies. Not a famous guy, but another guy. Pretty good ball player himself, tennis player, I should say. And they just did exhibitions in like four different arenas. And it was like 30,000 people packed to the rafters, the biggest thing in the world. And all he does was go down, because these people don't see this kind of, they don't, and he's, that's how world famous these guys are. 30,000 people, and they just played a game of tennis. And they played a real game of tennis, and then they waved to the crowd and they leave.
Just one game?
One game. Excuse me. One match.
One match.
But
okay.
The fact is, that's all that's there for. People pay to go watch an exhibition because it's Roger Federer. Amazing.
And he knew he was going to win.
The guy came close to beating him.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good tennis. Don't get me wrong. But it's just so weird. He's that powerful and that famous all over the world.
He didn't take the Washington Generals with him.
Basically. Yeah. And he just goes in and he says, because people don't get to see that level of tennis. And they flew to the airport. It was like the Beatles were there. It's crazy.
Yeah, so he doesn't tank on
what's
purpose?
It called?
Just to make it interesting?
It must be on ESPN or something like that. No, he doesn't tank.
So I'm looking at something here.
He throws confetti and water on people and stuff.
They classify
the ball between his legs.
Yeah.
They classify his endorsements as an unmatched portfolio of lucrative endorsement deals, including, and I remember when this happened just a couple of years ago, he left Nike for this Japanese apparel brand.
Right.
They gave him $300 million over 10 years.
Well, I didn't hear what you said originally, Craig. What is this? What does he do?
106 mil.
A year.
Just this last year.
Yeah, this past year.
Does he have like someone from the bench get up and pants his opponent?
Okay, it's not Federer's Harlem Globetrotters traveling around, but it was that kind of thing. It was like you just show up and, you know, take the money and play some tennis.
I don't think I'd have any interest in going to see that.
Well, neither would I, but that's what was crazy about it was because it was these countries that it treated like, hey, this was it. This is where you got to be. The arena was packed to the rafters. People were lining the streets to see him. That's how famous he is worldwide.
Yeah, that's the biggest show in town.
Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So after Federer, it is Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo.
But the guy he brought with him, obviously, was one of his, he was, Federer's his mentor. He's actually on the tour. But he's the guy, you know, they think you, he just gets, you suck, said to him in Spanish every day. because they don't want that guy to win. Even a point. They don't want that guy to win. So the rest of these guys are soccer players, right?
Yeah, they're paying to see Federer wipe the floor
with that guy. That's right. And he doesn't wipe the floor with them because the guy knows what he's doing.
So 2 and 3, it's Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. They both got over 100 mil. And then it goes LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see. Neymar and then LeBron. And then it's Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Tiger, the Vikings, Kirk Cousins, and Carson Wentz.
Signing bonuses. They both signed. New deals and got a whole bunch of upfront signing bonuses.
That's
bonus
one of
money.
My favorite memes that is floating around right now. A looted store with a rack full of untouched Kirk Cousins jerseys.
I saw that too.
That's awesome.
And I was going to retweet that Friday night. I'm thinking, I'll let that one lay.
Take but it all.
It was hilarious.
Not those.
And now it's apparently the Vikings' job to hire Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. That idea is floated out there. Somehow that's on Minneapolis.
Oh, I got it, because they're there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he should be in the league anyway. I love LeBron said this, though. Why doesn't America love us? What a great quote. And also, I read another cool quote from, he's on ESPN, used to play, he was at one of the Fab Five.
Chris Webber.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not Webber.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose said, I wish they would love us as much as they love our culture. What a great
good line.
Because white,
good line.
White America loves black culture. It's a great line.
Which is not generally something you hear coming out of Jalen Rose.
No.
He's not one of my favorites.
He's the one that bangs the hottie, though, right?
Yeah, the host of First Take.
Yeah, good. Yes. Well, they're married, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
know
are.
That.
Yeah, they're married. She went as Molly Karam Rose.
I can't do it, Todd.
I think she still does, doesn't she?
Because my algorithms don't sound that way, but Todd's do.
She's certainly the best part of that show.
Mine are quietly intense.
Actually, I don't mind that show.
It's what hot is that girl, that Kay Adams that hosts that Good Morning Football off the NFL Network?
Yeah.
She's really hot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Football's reporting, right? Everybody but the Rams, I think, are going to camp.
They're opening up facilities, and yeah, they
stepped out the Rams yet.
The last thing I saw over the weekend was they're hopeful that a full training camp could be had.
All right.
Because that doesn't generally kick in until about the end of July.
Right.
I saw a story where they're worried about injuries to these players because they haven't had the full gamut of all the off-season preparation that they normally go through.
Yeah.
And Greg Morton was unable to tell us whether or not there's going to be Canadian football this year.
He didn't seem to even care to answer the question. I think he lost interest in the backswing.
I think their
when he heard the question
starts in late July,
right?
So they got to be gearing up pretty soon, right, if it's going to happen.
They're a race tonight, Craig.
Not tonight.
I thought you said it was Monday.
I thought so as well. Maybe there is, but there was one yesterday.
Oh, they must have moved it to Sunday. Because originally, when they moved that one to Wednesday to Thursday, they took the one out of Saturday, put it to Monday.
Right. That's what I thought.
So, but I heard it was one yesterday too.
It seems weird they would even do that right now.
It was the Food City 500.
So that was yesterday then. Okay.
Yeah, Brad Kozlowski won.
That's the one in Bristol. The small track, right?
Yeah.
The country's on fire. Who can drive the fastest?
Yeah. I know.
It's a nice little diversion.
No, I saw that.
There was a wreck at the end, and Brad got the win just like he did the week before.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of NASCAR fans protesting there, Nick, if you looked at the crowd. No. Young, hip, white people and black people. Not exactly your NASCAR.
Not many Wall Trip t-shirts in the protest?
Not many Wall Trip t-shirts in the protest. Nope.
Well, maybe under the riot gear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Speaking of, we were talking to I don't know who we were talking to. I guess we were always just Doc Ed. We're talking about all the conditions that allow you to get a COVID test. Like, I did see nothing was funny about the protest, but there was a point where I was watching one of the protests where cops were behind those clear plastic shields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they decide to march forward. And so there's a wall of march forward. There's other cops beside them, and they're on riot gear. And literally 5 or 6 steps behind those guys was a 6'3", 400-pound cop in gear. You're thinking, dude, you just got to get behind us. I mean, he was not in shape.
Couldn't keep up.
He was a walking mountain of a fat ass. And I'm thinking, it was just like, dude, you're going to help us, but you just be here because you're going to be worthless.
Yeah, a walking mountain of a fat ass.
I mean, he was just like, you could tell he's thinking, oh, great.
The guy that never wants to get out of his patrol car.
Right. He's just walking. He's got the right gear on, and he's just way too big to be successful as a cop at that point.
And weighed down even more.
Oh, he was just, it was just huge. He just was thinking, he's like, dude, you got to lose weight or we're going to put you on desk duty or something.
They
like
said
that.
All hands on deck.
That might have been it. That might have been it.
All right, here's the announcement. The Canadian Football League was originally scheduled to begin June 11th of this year, but has been postponed indefinitely.
Indefinitely?
No.
Man.
That usually tides me over till regular football.
Well, it also gives us maybe a blueprint of what the NFL could do.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping they would actually go forward.
Well, that should give them time to move the goalposts out of the end zone.
What is baseball going to do? Have you heard anything more about that? I know the basketballs can already said it's Orlando and just playoffs.
Well, the Baseball Players Association is submitting a proposal to the league in an effort to start the season. They're looking at an expanded playoff format and 114-game season. It is also said that just like the proposal that the owners put out the first time, this is going to be rejected. So the owners put out a thing, and that got rejected. The players are putting out a thing that's going to get rejected.
Negotiation.
And then they're going to figure out something in the middle.
Right. But they only got a week or 10 days to get this done.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing, too.
Yeah.
Latest Real Sports had Brian Gumbel on a Zoom call with reps of the Players Association.
Oh, is that what that new one is? Okay.
NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA.
Now, you said last month, I didn't watch because it was all doom and gloom. How they feel now?
Oh, this one, they were a little more optimistic this time around.
Once again, they're learning something every day.
Oh, yeah, a month is a lifetime right now.
That's why I never watched the old one. I don't want to be more depressed than I already was about football.
Well, I think everybody's kind of keeping an eye on South Korea and how they're handling the baseball.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the NFL and college football have an advantage.
They got more time to wait.
Well, yeah, they can watch what the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball do and learn from that.
Yeah. That's the plan, I assume.
I know high school weight rooms in this state are open today.
Limited capacity?
Yeah, they're just the schedules are all, my daughters and son are both play high school sports, so it's different staggers, different times.
What time are you supposed to be in for squats?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, dads can't squat. That's a great band name, isn't it? That is a great. I go watch that band. Hey, where dads can't squat.
You're in that band.
We stand up straight.
You rock.
But dad should squat.
Craig.
They don't want you to say, move over, kid. I'm squatting here. Dads can squat on their own. Another great band name.
Right. Craig should definitely squat.
On his own.
We got to get that ass back.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but before dad squat, you got to take 3/4 of that weight off. No, I don't need all those plates.
Right. You're still squatting. Yeah.
Just listen to my knees crack.
I should have figured out how to say this person's name because they are apparently YouTube famous.
Oh,
they have
their
own YouTube channel.
I got the he's more famous than you again yesterday. Like you get, but it wasn't a YouTuber.
Some crappy rapper?
It was bad country, really bad country. You know, the list of songs that you just, the things you like.
Yeah.
You write it in the song.
Cliche country.
I was in the car.
Grandma's Sweet Tea.
You don't know this stuff. It's so bad. And then I said, that last song really sucked. He's more famous than you, Dad. I said, yes.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that song's not horrible.
Thank you. It has nothing to do with that song.
Not in every circle, though. There's a circle that knows who you are. but doesn't know who this country guy
is. Yeah, but I'm not going to win that argument. I don't care. I like the argument is, that doesn't mean the song doesn't suck anymore.
Yeah.
It's still awful.
It does.
Yeah, that drives me nuts when the kids say that. You're just jealous.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I'm not jealous at all.
If I only liked stuff that I was more successful, that, like, it would be nothing.
Yeah, right. Everybody, no matter how famous you are, somebody's more successful than you. I mean, not famous. No matter how good you are at your gig, somebody's more successful at you at that gig.
Yeah.
So that is a stupid argument, right? No matter what you do for a living.
Well, there's always one guy or
one guy
who's the best.
But even then, there's an argument.
Or the
right.
most successful.
Right.
Who exposes him to this? Friends, I assume?
Oh, I think he's getting into the country stuff because his girlfriend recently. But it's basically all over. That stuff is all over.
Next time he
we
does
just don't,
it.
We don't live in that bubble, Todd.
Next time he does it, just pull
but
over
it's also
and say,
that,
walk.
It's that and to the hardcore rap, though. It goes from...
That's what my daughter listens to, too.
This is God's country. His name, one of those name songs is horrible. And then the very next song is about 1,000 N-bombs. It's on the playlist. It's on the playlist.
Wow. That's some variety.
Oh, it's totally variety.
So I hope I assume I'm going to mispronounce this name here, this next story that we're getting to, because I didn't check into it. But they have a YouTube channel. Micah Stauffer is what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. Let's get Richard Kind on and ask him. that re-ran during the appetizer, him talking about his new
That's
show.
So funny. What's your movie about? I don't know.
I have no idea what it's about. I memorize words. I have no idea what it's about. I love that.
Micah Stauffer, her YouTube channel, grew to more than 700,000 subscribers this year. She's based in Ohio. Micah and her husband, James.
Uh-oh. Sex.
Began sharing videos about their family life in 2014. I believe they've got four kids, okay. But in 2016, they adopted an autistic toddler from China. The adoption agency told them that Huxley, is the kid's name, had brain damage. Mrs. Stauffer wrote in a magazine article, after hesitating, the couple decided to proceed when God softened their hearts, she wrote.
Oh.
They produced videos about Huxley's adoption and his challenges. They said that revenue from sponsored videos would pay for the adoption. They also asked followers to donate $5 toward supporting their son's needs, promising to write donors' names in a baby book. One video of the family going to China to meet 2-year-old Huxley had more than 5.5 million views on YouTube. The couple produced hours of content documenting their son and his life following adoption. Detailed updates on his developmental progress were included, as well as other clips of him.
China just said you can't take him if you name him Huxley. But go ahead. This is
other videos
something bad
on
happens
their,
here. Something bad
other videos
here.
On their channels included advice about pregnancy. They had 2 more kids after they adopted this kid. They had advice about homeschooling, decoration, and household chores. Mrs. Stauffer was interviewed in magazines about caring for children with disabilities. Companies gave them sponsorship deals, and the birth of their 5th child was featured in People magazine in 2019.
We should do that with our office orphan. You should have a YouTube channel or at least a Facebook page.
Yeah.
So that kid can start doing something.
I don't think our kid's Asian, no. I haven't looked at him recently.
He could be
Let's
Instagram
get to the rest of the story.
Okay.
Oh, the rest of the stories can't be good.
Followers noticed that in late 2019 and early 2020, Huxley stopped appearing in the videos.
Uh-oh.
Last week, the couple posted an update where they explained that Huxley had been given permanently to another family.
Can they do that?
For the sake of his, quote, emotional well-being.
They gave him away?
They gave away the adopted kid.
That they made all the fortune off of.
That they made the fortune off of.
So they took it back. They took it back to the kennel, basically, and said, we don't want it.
Well, they just found another family to give him to.
What the hell?
Much like Craig's original parents, they didn't love this kid.
But they loved Craig. They didn't love Craig the first day. Craig was gone the first day.
They at least kid, stuck with their choice.
This kid started recognizing his family. He's 2 years old. He knew who they were.
Oh, they got him when he was 2.
Oh, so he's probably 4 or 5, right?
At least, yeah.
And much and, like and much like Craig, they didn't keep the one with brain damage.
They just give him an address and say, go to this place when you're done.
I guess.
And we'll be there later. It's horrible. Are these people just taken down financially eventually now?
Well, the good news is that according to People Magazine, multiple companies have revealed they will no longer partner with these people, including Playtex Baby, Chili's, Big Lots, Suave, Danimals. None of all of them kicking these people away.
So they kept their
own
kids.
They've lost a bunch of subscribers on the YouTube, and they still have yet to offer more details on what happened, saying they want to protect the kids' privacy.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. You're horrible.
They want to cover their ass.
They do.
Yeah. They're like, man, this autistic kid with brain damage is a lot of work.
Well, yeah.
That's what they figured out.
They are kind of high maintenance, I guess.
You're right, Nick. That's the only way you can say it, man. Good story, Craig.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.